Hello, I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's World of Cricket.
And the ball's gone straight down Podmore's throat. Oh, well, I can only assume he didn't have any dinner last night. Well, we had a very good dinner indeed with the Chief Constable of West Mercia. Bill, how many very good dinners indeed have I had with senior police officers?
And I've played with some of the greatest players, true greats, like Viv Richards, someone I've got a lot of time for. Ian Botham, got hours of time, literally, for beef. David Gower, probably three quarters of an hour or so, less time, but still, you know. Then you get down to 9, 10, 11 minutes of time for guys like Pakistanis, the media, people who like to knock success in this country. Which they do, for some reason.
And Podmore's on fire here at the Wacker. Literally on fire. Flames licking around, his sunglasses melted, moustache gone. It was a huge mistake to light a panatella while running into bowl. And they've thrown a bucket of water on him now, and he's literally steaming in.
Saddam Hussein, a minute of time tops. David Blunkett, 45 seconds if he's lucky. Sue Lawley, probably low 20s. And then you're down to, hundredths of a second of time for your murderers, paediatricians, whatever. And people who leave their dogs in the car outside the supermarket on a hot afternoon. No time at all. Bum.
I'm here in the players' dressing room at Worksop, very much the bread and butter end of the county circuit. Which is not inappropriate, because it's tea time. In fact, because of the heavy rain, lunch and tea are being taken simultaneously. This is to save time, presumably, Bob.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
I suppose there could be a few still out there wanting to watch some cricket if it stops.
Can you pass me that last bit of lasagna? I've got my hands full here.
Yeah, OK. So, that's steak and kidney pudding, fish paste sandwiches, Battenberg cake, soup, Werther's originals, and now lasagna, all perched somewhat precariously on a thigh pad resting across your knees. One for the record books, maybe, Pod.
Cricket's about getting carbs on board. I'm looking to average 100, 200 calories a mouthful. Well, three figures, anyway.
Do you ever get stuck in the nervous 90s?
Well, it depends where you're playing, Andy. I do try and fob you off with vegetables at the Oval. And I've run up against a salad before now. Swansea. Ooh.
Talk of foreign parts brings us neatly onto the topic of the forthcoming World Cup and the news that Dave Podmore was selected for the pool of 300 players from which the final squad will be chosen. You must have had to pinch yourself to believe it was true, Pod.
No, very much so. Unfortunately, I put a bit too much into the pinch and picked up a niggle, which put me on the sidelines for a couple of months.
But anyway, now you're looking fit as a flea, ready to strut your stuff out there on the park this afternoon, Pod.
No, I'm busy with a promotion in the conference suite. Only came down here for the free food and a laugh with the lads.
A promotion? Any more of those staplers looking for a home?
Stick with me, Andy.
But as I was to discover when I followed Potter to the Welbeck rooms, he had more than stationery on his mind.
So, gentlemen, we are here to talk about the one World Cup arena, gentlemen. We can still show the Bangladeshis, the Kenyans, Zimbabweans, and the bloody Klingons, if they're playing. Who is boss? And that arena, gentlemen, is the opening ceremony. So, goals, objective. Number one, obviously, to ensure that the Dave Podmore concept is the one that gets the nod. 100 years from now, no one will give a toss how many runs Triscothic didn't get. But what they will be talking about, Ian, Derek, is the size of the giant animals. Who came out of what? Could you see their pants when they were dancing? And obviously, is the merchandising still available?
Yeah, okay.
Pod's got his audience of local business leaders in the palm of his hand. Some of the biggest hitters and cheesers from the East Midlands retail market are here, seated round the crescent-shaped conference table, availing themselves of the complimentary mint imperials, or mint metrics, as I suppose we have to say now.
Andy, can you shut up? Thank you. This, gentleman, is the Dave Podmore concept. Right. As regards the big animals, nothing set in stone at this stage, but you can rest assured they will be cute, they'll be cuddly, and there'll be more than enough room across their midriffs for your company logos, gentlemen. So, Des, if you want a 20-foot penguin, say, flying the flag for Ice World and Wigston, can do. If you boys from Carpet Planet want to see a giant sheep, we can do you one 90% nylon.
90%.
And we'll throw in a big tin of Scott card as well. Right. Now then. Dave Podmore has a dream. Let him ask you this. Are your wallets big enough to make his dream come true?
Woo!
Yes!
Yes. Nice one.
Where you go.
Good night, Terry.
Well, I thought that went very well, Pod.
Well, let's hope so. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Well, it did at the opening ceremony of the Edmonton Games in 94. Lumberjack stands.
That'll tip up if you touch it.
No, oh, sorry. Well, certainly no expense spared on the scale model of the Wanderer's Ground in Johannesburg. What's a Barbie doll in a sash doing standing astride the wicket?
Well, she symbolises the spirit of peace, endeavour and corporate hospitality.
I love these little cars all around the boundary.
Yeah, and I've counted them. The Deus. See, they symbolise the sportsman's quest for comfortable transport at a price that's nice.
And I suppose they'll be supplied by your business partner, Ray Poole?
Yeah, Ray Poole Deo of Hinckley. Ray's the financial brains behind the whole concept, really. Pity, obviously, Ray couldn't be here today, but he and my wife, Jackie, are coaching the team of personality girls in the art of sitting on car bonnets.
I'm sure that isn't as easy as it looks.
Well, no, because you've got to giggle as well. They're two completely different disciplines.
I can imagine.
Oh, Jackie's sat on them all, you know. Fiats, Lexuses, most of the Subaru range.
Has she?
Even a rotary mower, Lutterworth Show. We draw a veil over the launch of the smart car.
There's no bonnet to speak of at all on those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Fur bikini. Whoosh. Slip straight off onto the gravel. Arse like pink pebble dash.
But to return to cricket, Pod, what about this display of, what are they, model stumps symbolising the spirit of the game, reaching up to other galaxies to spread the message of sportsmanship?
No, they're twiglets, Andy. I told you the food wasn't up to much in here.
We're being taken to a magical forest. And we're about to see a winter's tale, the theme of which is the fire within.
Make a note of that, Andy. Blokes dressed as clouds, we can use that. Okay. The Winter Olympics boys might still even have a foil. Give them a bell.
We meet the Child of Light, representing all mankind. He's played by a local schoolboy, 13-year-old Ryan Sanborn.
It's nice the way they involve youngsters in these opening ceremonies.
Yeah, maybe nice, Andy, but it's also cheap. So you can get a couple of hundred kids for what you spend on one so-called celebrity like Desert Orchid. If you get them really small, you know, say 4 or 5, the fabric goes further, obviously, and the parents have to provide the transport.
That little fellow on skates is rather good. Maybe you could book him, Pod.
Nah, he'd be trouble now he's done that. By the time we want him, he'd be 12 or 13. He'd just be after my fags all the time. Don't need it, Andy.
Fire character represents the human spirit.
See the guy in the flame suit?
Yeah.
It'd be better if he fell over and broke his leg, wouldn't it? I wonder how much it'd cost to get him to do that. Raymondo the Crazy Hombre! Make me happy.
It's Pod's business partner, Ray Poole, with good news. The seed money is in place for stage 2 of Operation World Cup opening ceremony 2003. Keith Nee, of leading travel specialist Hinckley Horizons, has given the green light for Pod to start realising his dream.
What does he want out of it?
First stop, Salt Lake City, Utah.
And a mucky woman? Yeah? Oh, well, I'll see what I can do. Cheers, Ray.
I feel I'm on the ground floor of something very big, Pod.
Oh, he's the governor, is Ray. You know, puts his money where his trousers are.
Yeah.
And he also happens to be my best friend.
Oh.
Hello, love. How'd it go? Love? Ah, she must be tired.
Yeah.
I expect Ray's been bending her ear all day. His marriage is... Well, even Duckworth Lewis couldn't get a result on that one. That's the trouble with Jackie, though. See, she's such a good listener.
Yeah, so giggling, listening, adorning a bonnet. She really is the finished article, personality-wise. So why Utah, Pod?
Make an offer on the costumes for the Winter Olympics, and the scenery. It's all second-hand, so they'll have to be sensible.
Yeah, a cricket purist might find it a bit incongruous to have an ice forest popping up in southern Africa.
I don't know. Yeah, pull the leaves off those silver trees, spray them orange. You're looking at dawn on the Serengeti. Oh, you couldn't get us a couple of beers, could you, love? Oh, Andy, do you want one?
The storm is tamed.
Do you mind? We're watching that.
Cricket in the 21st century is a global village, and on that global village green is a 24-hour fete. Dave Podmore of Leicestershire, England and the world is setting out to sample the wares of all nations.
Welcome to Salt Lake City. This is God's Own Gift Shop, and I'm here to help you.
All right, cards on the table. Winter Olympics costumes, yeah? How much do you want?
We can offer you souvenir badges, hats. We have T-shirts with I Heart Salt Lake City at $75. Oh. And they come with a free Donnie and Marie Osmond cassette.
Oh, wow, they're great.
You're not listening, mate. I'm offering you cash for the lot. All right? Scenery, foil, balloons.
I'm afraid those items are not available, sir. And would you kindly extinguish your cigarette also? Mm? Friendly Utah is a no-smoking state.
Look, all right. This wad in your top blazer pocket. Ooh. Yeah? And I'll send a couple of mucky women round for the afternoon. Or mucky men, whatever you want.
I already have all the wives I need, sir.
Well, so you can shag all the women you want, but you can't have a beer and a fag afterwards. No, well, you wouldn't have time, I suppose. You just straight on to the next one. Well, that swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Can you tell us what happened to the costumes?
Yes, I believe your Mr. Robin Cousins purchased the items you referred to for his forthcoming Ice Spectacular Laser Blades.
Bastard. Well, I bet he stiffed you. Hmm? Well, I did a question of sport with him. He never once put his hand in his pocket at the bar. No. Not once. I mean, admittedly, they were very tight trousers.
Fancy.
All right, look. One last shot. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, yeah?
What about them, sir?
How much for the afternoon?
Pod has had the foresight to include in his plans for the opening ceremony an inspirational World Cup hymn, Eat the Dream. The demo tape features Year 4 of Floella Benjamin Primary School, Codner.
I thought you said we were going to Canada, Pod.
Kandahar, Andy. You must be sweltering in that puffer jacket and beaver skin hat.
No. Now the fur ear flaps soak up the sweat a treat. What are we looking for, exactly?
Cheap labour, Andy. There are kids out here who'll make you 20 pairs of cricket pads for a cup of lentils. Worked out about pad of lentil? Of course, you have to source the Velcro straps from Poland.
I hope we haven't come all this way just to exploit children.
Certainly not. We're going to hit the adult market as well. Ray Poole wants me to put out some feelers about a Dayu franchise. Help these poor people put their lives back together.
But there aren't any roads.
That's where the Dayu's unique suspension system comes into play, Andy. Offering you comfortable ride at affordable prices in inhospitable terrain. And if your house has been on the soggy end of a surgical strike, you can always sleep in it. I do, often.
We seem to be surrounded by beggars, Pod.
They're just after the water out of your hat, Andy. Give them a squeeze.
Okay.
Yeah, as I say, obviously, hatchback 0% finance. Now, here are, boys, Ray Poole business card each.
You certainly seem to know your way around war-torn Afghanistan, Pod.
I've been having a love affair with this big-hearted Dust Bowl for a fair few years, Andy, ever since I was honoured with an invitation to coach the Taliban lads in the 1996 ICC trophy.
Were you?
Yeah, there was quite a bit in the media about it at the time.
In Afghanistan, there really is a corner of a foreign field that is forever England. Make that cave, not field, because 200 feet beneath the Tora Bora Mountains, they're learning to play up and play the game. And the prophet who's come to these mountains is not Muhammad, but former England all-rounder Dave Podmore. I asked him how these things came to pass.
You mean how did it happen? Okay. Apparently they'd seen me on Sky News burning Salman Rushdie's books on the boundary at the Scarborough Festival there. It's a bit of luck, really. We'd run out of barbecue charcoal and it was a second-hand bookstall on the ground. So we used our initiative, grabbed the nearest paperback and fortunately it was the Satanic Verses and as you say, here we are. But the talent's here, no question. It's just a matter of injecting a bit more aggression into their game, a bit more killer instinct.
It's a shame your coaching sessions with the Taliban didn't produce quite the results you'd hoped for, Pod.
Oh, we came to a parting of the waves over their ideas about the treatment of women.
Oh, I can imagine.
Their opinion was that my attitude to women was medieval. Yeah. That makes me a dinosaur, so be it. I think it's fairly well known that Dave Podmore has a hell of a lot of respect for the furry front bottom brigade.
Ow!
You all right, Andy?
Yeah, stealth bomber. Just didn't see it.
With the deal on the opening ceremony costumes nailed down for less than the price of a kebab, bringing a much-needed cash injection to the impoverished region of the Pamir Mountains, he was on to Zhangjiakou in Inner Mongolia, at the northeastern tip of the Great Wall of China.
This is probably one of the most original features of your ceremony concept, Pod. I can honestly say I've never seen the back of a cigarette packet with a more groundbreaking design scribbled on it.
Yeah, I had to keep it under wraps till we got out of UK airspace. So it's going to stretch right across the Wanderers cricket ground, and it's called the Brick Wall of Unfairness.
An architectural feature on which I think it's fair to say you're something of an expert.
Well, yeah, I've been banging my head against it for most of my career. So it's right that a celebration of cricket should show what it's like for the average professional cricketer who probably hasn't been dealt the best hand of cards in life.
Right.
So it was going to be a 40-foot-high sad toilet, but it looks a bit Tate modern. Do you know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah. Might appeal to readers of The Guardian. Not many others. So will there be a huge cricketer who runs into the wall time and time again?
Of course, Andy. That's the point.
So it's got to be properly constructed. And where better to pick up a few tricks of the wall trade than the land of the left-arm wrist spinner's googly?
What?
The Chinaman Pod.
Yeah, whatever. Do you mind, Andy? I want to watch the in-flight movie. Mr. Beansprout.
Dave Podmore may be a jet-setter, wheeling and dealing in China, but he's still a Leicestershire man to the tips of the tassels on his loafers. And it's from his home county that he hopes to source the final surprise ingredient in his World Cup ceremonial feast of fun. Here we are in an internet opium den in downtown Beijing, where you can relax, let your hair down, chase that dragon perhaps, or in Pod's case, log on to the online edition of the Evening Telegraph.
Welcome to AOR.
I'm looking for cheap tyres, Andy. I was thinking of ending the ceremony with a bloody big bonfire, sort of thing to say to the princess, all right, you've had your fun now, sod off home.
Wouldn't fireworks be better, Pod?
Oh, the amount they're charging for firecrackers in this town, I mean, they're extracting the urine, Andy. I've seen cheaper and louder in Spondon. Frankly, a lot more dangerous. Ah, here we are. Colville Retread Galaxy, cheap and legal.
Oh, look at the picture above, Pod. It's Jackie and Ray.
What's the matter with you?
Look, it's Jackie and Ray and the dogs. For the benefit of the listeners at home, the caption reads, Cricket widow Jackie Podmore walks the dogs with car dealer Ray Poole at Saddington Reservoir. Oh dear. Sorry, Pod. Looks like Ray's found another best friend.
God, I feel sick. Bastard! You think you know something?
Look where he's got his hand, Andy. He's popping Saxon's business in the pooper bin.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
Oh, Andy, how could he? He's my best mate! The bastard!
The BBC would like to apologise for the content of the last piece of actuality recording. The reference to Colville Retread Galaxy represented a clear breach of broadcasting standards. The firm have asked us to point out that they also offer tyres well below the legal tread limit, and these tyres are priced accordingly. A written copy of this apology may be attained by writing...
He can steal my wife, Andy, but he will never, ever make my dogs love me.
Dave Podmore's a hard act to follow, be it as a slow to medium pace bowler, or be it as a dog owner and family man. Once back in Oadby, he means to take control of the situation.
If he thinks I'm going to settle for weekend access to Tyson and Rocky, he's not living in the real world. Oh, God, Andy, they'll be putting their paws on his shoulders, licking his moustache. An Alsatian pup's meaty breath on your face of a morning. It's like the sweetest champagne, Andy. I'm going to miss their most formative years.
What about cloning, Pod?
We considered that when we had Bugner put down, but the guy said it's more complicated with dogs than cats. Apparently you can't guarantee identical teeth patterns.
I always think this is the nicest road in Oadby. Certainly the dearest. What are you doing, Pod?
This is where he lives. This is where it ends.
Pod, that's Peckham. Pod, this is madness. And you keep missing the side of the matchbox.
Yeah, usually takes me 4 or 5 goals to find my line and length.
What have you done, Bob?
I know I shouldn't have done it, Andy. I know I shouldn't. I know.
You set fire to your own sponsored Dayu.
It's a crime of passion, Andy. It's a matter of honour. No way could I continue to endorse that man's Ranger Saloons. Comfortable? Sure. Delivering plenty of top-end grunt. But I'm a man, Andy. And as long as I've got blood in my veins, I will do that which my dog-owning manhood dictates.
Hang on, my thermostat is there.
Was, Andy. Was.
We take you on a journey to a land of Limited Overs one-day wonder. It is dawn on the Serengeti, and a lone skater bearing the bat of hope is about to crash into the brick wall of unfairness and confront the powers that be. This is 11-year-old Kelly's first appearance at a Cricket World Cup ceremony, and until last week, she'd never held a cricket bat, certainly not on ice skates.
Can you do that again, Andy? I didn't get any of that. Been on the phone to Jackie. Oh, she's going to bleed me dry, that woman. Where are we? What's the queue? Did I see some biscuits there?
Pod's putting the finishing touches to his World Cup presentation. It's a virtual digitised video of the opening ceremony. Come the actual event, Barry Davis will be behind the microphone. But till then, yours truly has the very great honour indeed of standing in for the man I believe is the chairman of the board when it comes to sports spectaculars involving children dressed as animals.
How long have we been doing this?
About 10 minutes. You've got another 3 hours editing time booked.
Oh, I've got to go and clear my head. I need to go and look at a car or something. Now, Andy, this is what I call a sponsored car.
Oh, yes. Heated seats, look. Wipeable velour upholstery. Twin drinks holders. Oh! Now, this is the sign of a top-of-the-range spec, Andy. Extendable curry hook, you see, in the glove compartment.
Yeah, room in there for a thermos, too, for those lucky enough to have them.
Now, don't get bitter.
You guys need any help?
Oh, hello there. What's the delivery on these?
Drive it away today, if you like, sir.
And would you paint my name in big gold letters on the doors and on the bonnet?
We wouldn't normally, no. Why?
Because he's Dave Podmore.
But his name would be on the registration document, so yeah. I don't see...
Yeah, just listen. All right, this car, with the paint job I require, on the road, how much?
$18,500.
Ah, that's not bad. Yeah. What, you give me that in cash now, or how... Why are you laughing? Very cute, but what's funny?
That's not how it works. The customer usually pays us.
Sorry, am I being thick or something? Andy, can you help me out here?
I'm afraid she's right, Pod. You pay them for the car, not the other way round.
Nope, you've lost me. Just run it by me again.
Getting a new sponsored car was proving to be harder than Pod thought, which made it even more imperative that his bid for the lucrative World Cup opening ceremony contract was successful.
The world of cricket's been thrown into turmoil by accusations of corruption at the very highest levels. Joining me now is the former England all-rounder Dave Podmore, who's making these allegations. Mr. Podmore, aren't you just making these wild claims to excuse your failure to organise the World Cup opening ceremony? It is a bit pathetic, isn't it?
Well, what I find pathetic, Jeremy, is that we as a nation taught the world sleaze and yet now everyone's better at it than us.
But what evidence do you have that the International Cricket Council is corrupt?
Well, you wouldn't believe how shabbily they treat people. I mean, I offered to send each of them a mucky woman for the afternoon. Did I get a courteous response?
Haven't they just got good taste?
Well, no, I think, Jeremy, we've got to start looking at corruption at grassroots level. We've got to start teaching it at schools, encouraging kids to practice at home, offering inducements perhaps to the garage doors. Maybe set up a sleaze academy where we can identify lads or lassies who, from a very early age, show the potential to bribe senior ICC officials with call girls and, as I say, gifts of cash.
You're just talking drivel, aren't you?
Well, I wish I were, Jeremy, but if you look at the stats, we're only just above Easter Island in the Enron World Sleaze rankings. We're still playing catch-up, really.
Oh, come off it.
Well, it goes on everywhere. I mean, well, how did you get this job? You know, obviously slipping John Burt 100k or whatever. Or, I don't know, maybe you bunged Dykey. But, you know, it must have been something like that, because, to be honest, Jeremy, there's guys like Steve Ryder, Gary Richardson, you know, who could do what you do standing on the heads, and, frankly, look a damn sight neater.
This is ridiculous.
So, how much you bung him then?
I refuse.
Well, just say how much.
I refuse.
How much?
There wasn't.
How much?
Nothing.
How much?
No, there wasn't.
How much?
There was none.
How much?
I have no comment.
How much?
I think you'll find that all appointments like
just
this are
advertised. Answer the question, please. How much?
I'm not standing for this.
Ah. Well, just time for a look at tomorrow's headlines. The Guardian has... Who cares? The Times... Nope. There's nothing on the back of these, you know. They're just blank. Daily Star leads with a fantastic shot of Brittany. Bond's nips the lock. Bada bada bing. Derby Echo. They go with, local businessman Ray Poole being arrested on suspicion of terrorism and sent to Camp X-Ray and put in a cage. Oh, dear. Apparently the FBI were acting on an anonymous tip-off and found his business cards all over Kandahar. So, bad luck on Ray there. The Puzzler, nice new set of anagrams for the holidays.
So for Dave Podmore, it seemed as though Eat the Dream had turned into a nightmare trot. Revelations of arson, drug and alcohol abuse, overeating, compounded by a display of loutish and lewd behaviour on late-night television, might not look good on most people's CV. But strangely enough, these were the very qualities which attracted the interest of one of cricket's emerging nations.
Yeah, no, obviously a big thrill to get the call from the Ibethan Cricket Council to come and coach the national side. So, if you're looking for an outside bet for the 2007 World Cup, Andy...
Ibethan are a bit of a long shot.
We're 450-1, Andy, but I'd put that short-sleeved shirt of yours on the boys from the Balearics if I were you. Big it up, as they say out there.
Picking up the local lingo already.
No, it's Jackie. She speaks fluent Ibethan.
Well, it's terrific news that you two are back together.
Well, I only had to mention where me and the dogs would be spending the next four winters, and she had her MX-5 back in the carport quicker than you could say thong.
That's lovely. And equally terrific news for Leicestershire supporters that Dave Podmore's back where he belongs.
Oh, very much so, Andy. Down both sides and on the bonnet of a brand new sponsored car. Excuse me, Andy. Got to go and see a man about a Seat.
Well, as Barry Davies might put it, we're the great man here. Harmony is restored. The storm has abated. The lone skater, wearing the pads of possibility, can once more travel the path of high energy, while the bad furry things scuttle back to their hideaway among the smouldering tyres. Ice World Warriors and Carpet Planet Aliens.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Chris Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for making this programme. And also Chris Pavlo, Nicholas Anderson and Richard Wilson. Dave Podmore's World of Cricket was brought to you by Mattress Universe, just off Junction 22 of the M1. Because mattresses matter.
And we re-enter Dave Podmore's World of Cricket at the same time next week.